This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and main opposition party CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli discuss contemporary issues including MCC compact. Prime Minister Deoba and UML chair Oli also meet Maoist chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. House of Representatives meeting rescheduled for today at political parties' request. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Garg says political parties effortful to force consensus on MCC. And Russian forces continue full-scale assault on Ukraine. At least 137 Ukrainians have died in the assault so far. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held discussion about ending the deadlock seen in the parliament and to find out political outlet. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba had held a meeting with the main opposition party CPN-UML after the parliament meeting called for today was postponed by issuing a notice. Prime Minister Deoba reached out to the main opposition after the ruling alliance failed to find a consensus on the Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Garg said the Prime Minister was making utmost efforts in a bid to resume Parliament smoothly. Communication Minister Garg further said the Parliament would reach a conclusion on the MCC Compact as it was necessary for the prosperity of Nepal. Yesterday itself, CPN-UML Oli and CPN Maoist Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda also held discussion on contemporary politics. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for yesterday has been postponed till today at the request of political parties. The meeting was postponed after the meeting of Business Advisory Committee held at the Federal Parliament Building, which failed to force consensus on the issue of forwarding the MCC Compact. Meanwhile, earlier the ruling partners CPN Maoist Centre and CPN Unified Socialist urged the government not to proceed towards theoretical discussions in regard to a proposal tabled in Parliament seeking to endorse the MCC Compact. The government of Nepal has called on all parties concerned to seek a resolution of the Ukraine crisis through diplomacy and dialogue. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Nepal, as a member of the United Nations, views that the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity as enshrined in the UN Charter are sacrosanct and must be fully respected by all members. The statement further reads that Nepal opposes any use of force against a sovereign country in any circumstance and believes in the peaceful resolution of disputes through diplomacy and dialogue. Meanwhile, the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, has expressed concerns over the safety of Nepalis in Ukraine following the growing fears of war. Issuing a press release yesterday, NRNA said 38 Nepalis living in Ukraine are in contact with the Nepali National Coordination Council. Ukraine and all of them were safe. The council has received the information that all the 44 students in Ukraine and more than 200 Nepalis are in transit, and all the Nepalis in Ukraine have been requested to inform the council about their condition. The 9th Nepal-India Energy Secretary Level Joint Steering Committee meeting has agreed to form a joint task force to study the hydropower projects to be constructed with joint investment of Nepal and India. The agreement was reached on the concluding day of the committee's meeting held in Kathmandu yesterday. As per the agreement, the task force will comprise three members, each from Nepal and India respectively. India has also proposed to construct a large project in Nepal with joint investment from both countries. The Energy Ministry informed that the meeting discussed the matters related to existing transmission lines between Nepal and India, proposed interstate transmission line, the Arun Third Hydropower Project, and interstate power trade, among others. A delegation from India comprising the secretary at the Ministry of Power, Alok Kumar, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Bhusal yesterday. During the meeting, matters relating to energy development, power, trade, bilateral cooperation and mutual interest were discussed. On the occasion, the Energy Minister Bhusal stressed the need for mutual cooperation for the utilization of Nepal's hydropower and advancing towards the path of economic prosperity. In response, the power secretary opined that the power trade would help further strengthen the bilateral ties between Nepal and India. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podel said the Council for Technical Education and Vocational Training, CTVT, has an important role to provide scientific, professional and practical education. Minister Podel said during a program organized on the 34th anniversary of CTVT yesterday. On the occasion, Ministry Secretary Yadav Koirala said CTVT had an incomparable role to cater quality and employment-oriented education. Nepal has secured the third place on the T20 World Cup qualifiers, defeating host Oman by 9 wickets. In the match held at the Al Emirate Cricket Ground yesterday, Oman won the toss and elected bat first. Oman managed to collect 87 runs, losing 9 wickets in 20 overs. Captain Sandeep Lamichani took 3 wickets, giving 13 runs in 4 overs. While chasing the target of 88 runs, Nepal scored 90 runs in 16.2 overs, losing 1 wicket. Opener Kusal Bhurtel collected highest 55 runs for Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russian forces continue a full-scale assault in Ukraine as its military attacks the country from the north, east and south. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said 137 Ukrainian citizens, both soldiers and civilians, died on Thursday. People in the capital, Kyiv, are spending the night in underground shelters amid air raid warnings. A city-wide curfew is in place until 7 local time. Meanwhile, Russians have seized control of Chernobyl complex, site of the world's worst nuclear disaster. Thousands have been trying to flee and seek safety in neighboring countries. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Karnali province and Far West province and at a few parts of hilly regions of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and main opposition CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli discussed contemporary issues including MCC Compact. Prime Minister Deoba and UML Chair also meet Maoist Chairman Prachanda. House of Representatives meeting rescheduled for today at political parties' request. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says political parties' effortful to force consensus on MCC. And Russian forces continue full-scale assault on Ukraine. At least 137 Ukrainians have died in the assault so far. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.